Welcome to the first Feldenkrais podcast. This is an awareness through movement lesson, and it's based on the work of Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais. So each awareness through movement lesson, I'm going to verbally guide you through a sequence of movement ideas. And the idea is to just explore and be curious and stay in the range of what's comfortable. The Feldenkrais method is dealing with the nervous system, so it's not about strength or trying to do the movement well or correctly. It's really exploring and discovering and being playful and interested in yourself. And let's begin. Please lie on your back. So please lie on your back and notice the contact that you make as you lie on the floor. And as you lie here, notice parts of your back that make contact with the floor. Notice there are areas of the back that are clearly connected to the floor, and also notice that there are areas that are lifted away from the floor. So get a sense of that. Get a sense of which areas touch, which are lifted away. Observe, for example, the back of your head. Where is there contact? Notice how far apart are the arms and what parts of the arms touch the floor. How have you arranged your legs? And you can have the legs lying long on the floor, or if it's more comfortable, especially if it's more comfortable on your low back, bend both knees and stand the feet so the feet stand on the floor. And remember this connection to the floor. Remember what feels heaviest as you lie like this. And as we go along, you're going to notice that by the end of class, there's a difference, that different parts of you make contact as you lie here. So remember what this feels like. And please bend both knees and stand both feet. And with both feet standing, sweep the right arm, the two arms are lying at your sides. Sweep the right arm along the floor and upward until it's above your head, but somewhere comfortably arranged. So be clear that as the arm lies, and it could be just at your side, at a 90 degree angle at your side, straight out from the shoulder, or it could be a little higher than that. But what you're looking for is the palm will face the ceiling, the elbow will be straight, and you're looking for the arm to be able to take the support of the floor so that the arm is long and straight, but it's resting on the floor. If your arm's too high up, what you'll notice is that the elbow's lifted from the floor and there's a big gap under the elbow. What we're looking for is where the arm can comfortably lie on the floor, resting on the floor. So with the arm resting on the floor comfortably above you somewhere, reach through the arm and discover how well does the arm reach. So reaching through the arm, it's as if someone pulls the wrist. So you just keep the arm stays resting on the floor and you just extend through the arm so the arm gets longer. And a few times extend through this arm and just see how far does the back of the hand crawl on the floor. How expansive is the movement? Get a sense of that. And just many times reach through the arm and discover how well do you reach. How much movement? So many times you just reach the arm and then you stop reaching and you take a breath or two. So there's no rush. You're not going quickly. You're not trying to do it well or perfectly. You're just exploring the feeling, the sensation of reaching through the arm. Now push through the right foot. So push through the right foot. And feel, does that connect to the ability to reach through the right arm somehow? So when you press the right foot, The 2 feet are standing on the floor, the knees are bent. You press the right foot. You'll notice that pressing the right foot leverages the pelvis, so the right hip lifts as you press the right foot. As the right hip lifts, the weight rolls to the left side of the pelvis. And a few times, press the right foot, feel the right hip lifting and the weight rolling toward the left side of the pelvis. As you press the right foot, as the right hip lifts, now reach through the right arm and see if there's a connection between pushing the right foot and reaching the right arm. And play with that many times. So this time the foot presses first, the right hip lifts, and you reach through the right arm. And is this easier? Is this simpler or clearer, pressing through the right foot as you reach the right arm? Does the right arm reach better or more simply? Now press through the left foot. Feel the difference when you press the left foot. Now as the left foot presses the floor, the left hip lifts and the weight rolls to the right side of the pelvis. So you'll feel when you press the left foot, the left hip lifts, the right hip gets heavier. And as you press the left foot, is there a connection between pressing the left foot and reaching through the right arm? Is this clearer or is this less clear? So we're discovering differences. And that's a hallmark of the Feldenkrais method, is this ability to notice and observe differences. So we're creating a situation where we have choice and options and possibilities in how we do something. So the first time we tried reaching through the right arm, just to see what that was like. Then we explored pressing through the right foot to reach through the right arm, feel if that's different in some way, probably mobilizes us differently. Now press through the left foot. Press the left foot, the left hip lifts, that lifts the left hip, and the right hip gets heavier. And as you reach through the right arm, so discover how it feels to reach through the right arm as you're pressing through the left foot. So we're listening for, is there a difference in the ability of the right arm to reach? Is there something about pressing the right foot, the left foot, and letting the left hip lift, right? Feel how that changes something in the spine. There's a rotation in the spine. You'll notice that even the chest, perhaps the left shoulder lifts a bit. And does that result in allowing the right arm to reach a little better? Add to it turning the head toward the right hand. So let the head turn slightly to the right and observe the ability to reach through the right arm. And as you turn your head, you can clearly sense that as the head turns to the right, that also facilitates something changing in the chest. So observe that as you turn your head to the right, which side of the chest lifts a bit. Leave everything alone and rest on your back. Take a break. And resting on your back, observe what differences emerge. Is there something about how the right leg lies on the floor that's a little bit different compared to the left leg? Or something through the pelvis, which hip makes more contact with the floor? Sense differences that are maybe apparent in the chest, in the arms, in the shoulders, in the back. Is there a difference from the right side compared to the left side? as something heavier or longer or lighter or wider. We did something asymmetrically, and we're observing, as a result of doing these movements, is there something left over in the connection with the floor? Every time we take a break, there's an opportunity to observe a difference, and we're seeing, what do we sense has changed? So rest, observe that difference. And please bend both knees and stand both feet. And with both feet standing, both knees pointing to the ceiling, separate the knees and feet a little wider than your hips. So the legs are comfortably apart, knees are pointing to the ceiling, and the feet are standing on the floor. And what it means, having the feet stand on the floor, is that the knees are bent up toward the ceiling and the soles of the feet are resting fully on the floor. And now press through the right foot and listen. When you press the right foot, listen again how that works, how the right hip, well, you're pressing through the right foot and feel how that lifts the right hip. Right? As you press the right foot, the right hip gets lighter and the weight rolls to the left, so the left hip gets heavier. So sense that movement of the pelvis. Now press through the left foot. When the left foot presses the floor, the left hip lifts and the weight rolls to the right. So just explore how, by pushing through the foot, we're accessing the pelvis. So press the left foot, feel that leverages the leg and the left hip lifts and the right hip gets heavier. So the weight pours onto the right hip by pressing the left leg, the left foot into the floor. And explore that. Press through the left foot, press through the right foot, and feel that by pushing through the foot, it doesn't need to be a large movement, but as you press through the foot, the pelvis responds to that. As you press through the right foot, the right hip lifts. As you press through the left foot, the left hip lifts. And you're just rolling the pelvis softly from side to side. And let's come back to what we were exploring earlier. The right arm, sweep the right arm. Imagine it's sort of like a windshield wiper. It's resting clearly and heavily on the floor, and you just sweep it along the floor in an upward direction as if to go over the head, but you stop where it's still really comfortable, and you stop where the arm can fully accept the support of the floor. Palm to the ceiling. Notice, does the arm maybe go a little higher? Is it more comfortable? Rest the arm above you, wherever that is for you. And extend through this right arm a few times. So extend through the arm. And notice, after all the study we've done, pushing through the foot, letting the pelvis roll, does the right arm reach? Does it extend a little better? Observe that. And once again, sweep the right arm downward and rest it at your side and notice what it's like to just rest here. So you're resting with both knees bent, the legs separated, the feet standing on the floor. And you'll just notice your back's resting on the floor comfortably, the back of your head's resting on the floor. And your two arms are resting at your sides. So turn the left palm toward the ceiling. So now the left palm is facing the ceiling. And with the left arm, reach the left arm downward on the floor as if to touch your own left heel. So see how well the left arm reaches downward. We spent a lot of time reaching upward with the right arm. Now take the left arm and reach downward and discover how well. So in many goes, reach it downward and then let go of reaching. So you'll notice that as you reach the left arm downward, the back of the hand slides along the floor. It creeps down toward the heel. And it may be very close to the heel, it may be far from the heel. Doesn't have a bit of difference, doesn't matter at all. Just playfully extend the arm and listen to how well the arm extends. Most likely you'll notice it doesn't extend as well as the right arm extended upward. Is it a little more difficult, more challenging to reach the left arm downward? Maybe it's easier. Get a sense of that. And let's add to it to make it a little easier to reach the arm downward. So the nose is facing the ceiling, the back of the head stays on the floor. Keep that relationship of the nose facing the ceiling, but allow the head to slide to the left. So when the head slides to the left, you bring your left ear towards your left shoulder. And as you bring your left ear towards your left shoulder, both shoulders and the head slide over to the left. If both the head and the shoulders both slide to the left, you'll notice the whole left side of your ribs, of your waist, it shortens. And so your torso's in a sort of crescent shape. And most likely your left arm can reach more easily downward toward the heel or the foot or further, however far you go. Notice that. You'll feel the right side get longer and the left side gets shorter. So keep yourself over to the side like this so that your head is over to the left. The nose is still facing the ceiling because it's the back of the head that translated on the floor and allows your left arm to reach a little further, maybe. Now press through in this position with your head over to the left, with both shoulders over to the left more, with the right side of the waist long and the left side shortened. The ribs are more together, they're bunched together a bit, and the left arm long on the floor. In this position, begin to press the left foot and lift the left hip. And you'll find that maybe the left hip doesn't lift very high. Playfully press the left foot in this configuration and notice that if you press the left foot, what happens each time you press the left foot to the ability of the left arm to reach downward? Can you reach more easily when you press through the left foot? So explore that. Explore pressing the left foot, reaching the left arm downward. Something about pressing the left foot and letting the left hip lift. Does it create a little more space through which to reach the left arm? Discover that. So the pelvis is now rolling toward the right. The weight is rolling over to the right hip. And the left hip is lighter. We're shifting the weight across the pelvis and reaching. As we press the left foot, you're reaching the left arm downward, past the heel maybe, or toward the heel. See how well the left arm reaches downward. Leave it alone. Rest on your back. Arrange yourself so you're lying flat with your head in line with your spine. And take a break. And sense what it's like to lie on the floor now after those explorations. What's different, what's changing about the connection to the floor? What do you observe about the weightedness of the limbs, about how does the right leg lie compared to the left leg, or the right arm or the left arm? About the surface of the back on the floor, is there something that's changing about that? Please bend your left knee, stand your left foot. Sweep the right arm along the floor and sweep it along the floor like a windmill. Sweep it upward and see where can the arm rest comfortably on the floor with the elbow fully on the floor. How's that change? Is that a little easier now? Can you go a little higher? Does the arm sweep upward more comfortably, more easily? Notice if there's a difference in the quality. And with your arm upward, reach through the arm a few times. Reach through the right arm and just see the quality of with which the right arm reaches. Is it improved? Press through the left foot so the left knee is bent, the left foot is standing. Press the left foot so the left hip lifts and discover the ability to reach through the right arm. Has anything that we've done with reaching the left arm downward, has that positively or negatively impacted the ability of the right arm to reach? Notice that a few times. See if you remember what it was like before we did the movement of reaching the left arm down. Is there a difference? Conceivably, there's a difference every time we do another movement. It's going to create a difference. So we're listening for the ability to sense these differences. Now, with the left arm down and the right arm still reaching up, one time reach the left arm downward toward the heel or beyond the heel. Press the left foot, feel the left hip lift. Slide the head to the left, the back of the head to the left. And then lower the pelvis and feel the arm retracts. The arm comes back a bit. Now the next time you press through the left foot and lift the left hip, reach through the right arm, which is upward, and see how well does that arm reach upward. And go back and forth. Reach downward as you slide the back of your head and both shoulders to the left. Reach the left arm downward. Let the head slide back to the middle as you reach through the right arm. So reach the right arm upward, lengthen through the right arm, and then reach downward with the left arm, slide the arm down toward the heel, and observe each time you reach through the arm, observe how the arm reaching also connects into the shoulder and into the chest. And feel how that influence and has an impact on the spine. Feel how that influences the spine, reaching through the right arm, reaching through the left arm. So we're accessing the spine and creating mobility, particularly in the area between the shoulder blades. We're creating space and suppleness in the chest. Right? And particularly this area of the chest between the shoulder blades. It's an area that we're sort of highlighting, we're focusing on, and we're creating the ability to sense it, to sense what it does, what it can do, how we can move it. And we're choosing to move that area of the chest by reaching through the arm. Feel how, as you reach the arm, do you feel how that impacts that area? There's some movement there. And take a break from all of that. Bend both knees, have both feet standing on the floor. And one more time. Sweep the right arm along the floor and see how well it reaches upward. And then extend through the right arm a few times. Extend through the right arm. And notice, after all that we've done, how do you reach through the right arm? Is the right arm informed by everything we've done in the past? So reach through the right arm and notice how well does it reach now. Is there a different quality to the arm reaching? Is it more elastic or more supple or more comfortable somehow? Notice that. And then sweep the right arm downward so it's along your side, and sweep the left arm upward along the floor so that you find a comfortable place to stop the arm where the elbow rests fully on the floor and the whole left arm is in contact with the floor. Turn the palm toward the ceiling and extend through the left arm. So you're extending upward with the left arm, and notice, is there a difference in the quality with which the left arm reaches? Sweep the arm downward and take a full rest on your back. So please bend both knees, stand both feet. Sweep the left arm along the floor, and the arm stays fully in contact with the floor as it sweeps upward. Maybe it sweeps upward to the level of the shoulder, or maybe above that. But only sweep the arm up as comfortably as the arm can rest fully on the floor. So keep the arm fully rested on the floor and extend through the arm a few times. So you're extending through the left arm. And a few times explore this idea of pressing through the left foot. So press the left foot to reach through the left arm. And see if these two movements connect well together. Is there something about pressing the left foot that helps the left arm reach more easily? Explore that several times, and then press through the right foot. Let the right hip lift. Allow the pelvis to roll to the left, so the left hip feels heavier and the right hip gets lighter. So explore pressing the right foot, letting the right hip lift. Explore that and reach through the left arm. So after all the explorations we've made, is it clearer to press through the right foot to reach the left arm? Or is it clearer to press through the left foot and let the pelvis roll to the right to reach through the left arm? See if you can feel the difference there. And then press through the right foot, let the right hip get lighter, let the weight roll toward the left hip. Notice as you press through the left foot that not only does the left hip lift, but also something in the left side of the chest, the spine is rotating, and perhaps the right shoulder is also lifting. So notice that probably the whole right side is impacted and affected by pushing through the right foot. So press the right foot, feel the weight pouring onto the left side of the pelvis, the left side of the shoulder, maybe the left side of the chest or the left side of the waist, and reach through the left arm. Explore that. Take some time to really study this, the relationships here. And as we do this movement of pressing through the right foot, notice how we're actually clarifying the vertebra in the back. We're creating a situation where there's space between the different vertebra. So in all the things we do in the Feldenkrais method, in this lesson in particular, it's important as you press through the right foot to go really slowly and listen to which parts of you participate fully. And if you really go slowly and gently, you'll feel that actually what we're doing by pressing through the right foot, we're creating space, we're elongating the spine, and we're clarifying each of the vertebra. So leave that and rest on your back. Take a break. Sense the contact you make with the floor now. Bend your right foot, stand your right foot, and both arms are at your sides. Begin to study that movement again. Press through the right foot and observe how the right side of the pelvis lifts, so the right hip lifts and the weight pours to the left. Now leave the pelvis down, keep the right knee bent, the right knee pointing to the ceiling, the right foot on the floor, and let the left leg lie long and straight. The right arm is down at your side. Turn the palm of the right hand toward the ceiling, but the arm is resting on the floor, and reach the arm downward toward the heel. So extend through the right arm in a downward direction. So sweep the arm along the floor toward the heel or past the heel, and just see how well does the arm reach downward. Doesn't matter how close you come to the heel, it's not the relationship, it's not the conversation. But what we're exploring is, as you reach the right arm downward, that something happens in the chest, right? Something happens in the torso. That's what we're studying. It doesn't matter how close the hand comes to the heel, but allow, as you reach the right arm downward, feel that both shoulders slide over to the right and the back of the head slides to the right. But the nose faces the ceiling, so it's the back of the head that slides on the floor in a movement of translation. So with your arm reaching downward, did you come to the end of the movement? Is your arm reaching as far as it can downward? See where that is. And once you've reached the limit of the movement, the limit of what's comfortable and easy and available, now press through the right foot and allow the right hip to lift again, and observe that with the right hip lifted in the air, with the weight leaning on the left side of the pelvis, that perhaps now there's more give, there's more availability of the right arm to reach downward. So observe that each time, many times, just press the right foot, let the right hip lift, and see if that gives you a little more space to reach the right arm downward. And even if it doesn't go very far, notice that something happens in the chest, in the upper back. There's some movement of the spine. There's this shifting. So explore this. So many times, we're never looking for a stretch or a large movement. We're really exploring very tiny movements and how the movements work together. So play with pressing through the right foot, letting the right arm reach downward toward the heel, and allowing that right hip lifting to let the left hip take the weight. So you're displacing the pelvis by pushing through the right foot. And feel what that creates in the spine, in the area between the two shoulder blades, what happens in the chest. How well do you breathe? Do you find that certain parts of your chest inflate better than others? For example, in this position, as you press through the right foot, as you reach the right arm downward, which part of your chest inflates? Because the whole right side is shortened, can you feel how most likely you're breathing more easily and more fully on the left side? Right? So we're creating a situation that it allows us to explore the left side of the chest. The left ribs open and take in air differently than the right ribs. Leave it all alone and roll onto your back. Arrange your head so it's in line with your spine again, and rest. And notice, what do you feel in the chest, in the back? How do the shoulder blades rest on the floor? What's different lying here on your back? And after doing what we just did, there may be differences in the parts of your back that contact the floor. sense those differences? Please bend both knees, stand both feet. Sweep the left arm along the floor so the arm stays in contact with the floor, and just reach it upward, maybe to the level of your shoulder or higher. See where it's comfortable to leave the arm resting on the floor with the full weight of the arm fully on the floor. And extend through the arm. So after taking the right arm downward, is it easier to extend the arm, the left arm upward? Play with that a few times. Extend the arm. Is there lightness or freedom or ease? Explore that. Please bend your right leg so your right foot is standing, your right knee facing the ceiling. Your right arm is down, palm to the ceiling, and your left arm is in that upward position, palm to the ceiling. Press through the right foot, let the right hip, as you reach through the left arm and look toward the left arm. And leave it, let the hip fall back to the floor. Now push through the right foot, let the right hip lift again as you reach the right arm downward and let the whole spine, let both shoulders and the head slide to the right. So you're creating a crescent shape with the back. And then slide from and reach downward, reach upward. So the right arm reaching downward, the spine sliding, the right hip lifting, and then bring the pelvis back down, come back to the middle, and then reach through the left arm in that upward position, reach through the arm. And just feel how, as you reach through each arm, feel what happens in the chest, in the area of the spine between the shoulder blades. Sense the mobility, the ability that this movement has to mobilize this area between the shoulder blades, the area of the chest, the upper back. Find ease and comfort. It's not necessary to stretch or take the movement as far as you can go. Stay in a comfortable range. And if you stay in a really comfortable range, which is a smaller range, you'll notice many more observations. You'll be able to observe more and sense more. And that's really what we're doing here. We're exploring differences and possibilities. Leave everything alone. Take a full rest on your back and just sense yourself lying here. Are any parts of you highlighted differently on the floor now? Are there any areas touching the floor now that didn't when we began the lesson? So observe how you settle on the floor and what difference there is with that. And in a way, what we'll notice is that the differences we experience lying on the floor here will manifest in a difference in posture when we stand up. So this is a lesson that will create ease in standing. You'll notice a lightness and freedom in the chest and the arms. Observe how you experience that difference in the chest and arms and shoulders and back and pelvis. How do you experience it lying on the floor? Are you heavier somewhere, or broader, or lighter, or wider, or narrower? Get a sense of your experience of yourself as you lie here. What differences do you perceive? And after sensing these differences, please roll to your side and bring yourself to sitting. And then discover in sitting, is there a difference in how your pelvis sits on the floor? Is there a difference in the sit bones and how the sit bones sit on the floor? How about the length of the spine or the orientation of the head? Is it a little easier to sit now? Notice that. Take as much time as you like observing differences, noting what it's like, and then when you're ready to come all the way to standing, bring yourself to stand on your feet. Observe what is your posture like. What is the orientation of your head in space? Are you looking higher or lower than usual? Where's your rib cage over your pelvis? How do the feet make contact with the floor? Get a sense of yourself standing here. How stable do you feel? So this is our first Feldenkrais lesson, and next week we'll do the next one. Take a walk around the room, see how well you move, and thank you very much.